It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Wildlife expert stumped by unusually tiny cub named JJ.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane and Haven Real Estate. Kevin James.
Hey, thanks, Jay Daniels.
Okay. What was the Fonzie part there at the beginning? Hey.
Hey, thanks, Jay Daniels. Let's talk about a new survey of Americans.
Let's.
And what Americans need to feel happy.
Okay.
The price of happiness and security. In today's day and age, I will tell you the last time this survey was done, in 2010, the Gallup survey found that the annual salary respondents would be asking for $75,000 in liquid assets in order to feel completely content.
Okay.
They would feel safe, happy. That was, 14 years ago. So we jump to today. Where the average American makes right at $60,000 per year.
Okay.
That was at the end of 2023.
I didn't
according
know.
To the U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics.
Whoa. Ooh.
I'm here to help.
Yeah, that was actually pretty impressive what you did there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Got right through it.
Yeah, cited your sources and everything.
Yeah, that was amazing.
But now they're saying the amount that Americans say they need to have to be content with their liquid net worth. Which is just things that don't include, real estate or cars. Mm-hmm. Those are all things that count to your overall net worth, but they don't consider them liquid assets because they take too long
to clean.
Like, one of these things, like if I'm just picture a movie, if you will, Jay, somebody, you're driving home today and a big black van pulls up beside you and you're like, what the heck? Next thing you know, they do the thing where they open the door and they pull you in.
Right. And off they go.
They're like, your whole family will be gone.
Whoa.
If you don't give us $100,000 right now.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I mean,
and you
cool.
could get it because you have it liquid, is what you're saying.
Like real cool. You have a house that's obviously you've got $100,000 equity in it, but you can't. You can't get that by 6 o'clock tonight.
No.
When these guys are going to kill you.
Wow.
Or drown you or whatever. I don't know. Whatever they're going to do in this movie.
Yeah, right.
So that's what liquid, just so we understand what the liquid is. It's basically, stuff you could get real quick.
Extremely graphic, but I enjoyed your,
thank you, Jay.
Your definition.
Well, liquid. Make it a movie. I think people understand.
Suddenly, everybody got it. Yeah.
The average American right now says they would like to have a liquid net worth of $200,000. That is where they would feel 100% comfortable.
Oh, okay.
And content and be happy.
Is that all aged Americans or?
This is a survey. I'm glad you asked.
Hey, thanks, bud.
We're between the ages of 18 and 43 years old.
Oh, okay.
See, now the problem is, Jay, like you're thinking, I'm a little older. I'm going to need more than that to retire.
Yeah, I just was curious if
you
that
are. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Have that included.
You're older or you're going to need more to retire?
Both.
Okay. Yeah.
Check. Both things can be true, Steve.
Yeah, Steve, we learned that. Check both boxes.
But this doesn't count your 401k. It doesn't count.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Your home. I mean, you guys could sell your home and downsize, Jay. You'd be fine.
It's true. I bet I could get about $50,000 for our house. So I'm excited about that somewhere down the road.
Do you think that you're... Did you save for the taxes?
No, I didn't.
Do you think your wife would ever allow you to sell your home? I didn't think so.
It's been a conversation multiple times.
Because you probably could do it, right?
Yeah.
Because you're thinking, babe, the money, whatever. We could, let's just get a little place, a little, a yurt on some dirt.
Yurt on the dirt, baby. Let's go.
Whatever. You don't need much. You guys are just going to travel around anyways once you're retired. Aren't you just going to travel around and see your kids and go to Mexico?
Depends on the kid, yeah.
Sure seems
well,
like
Well, I mean, you know, things could change, Kevin. We don't know. You know, maybe they just turn into jerks. Who knows?
You don't never know.
No, you don't know until you know, as they say.
Yeah, people change.
When you know, you know, and when you don't know, you don't know. Isn't that part
of it? You don't.
Yeah.
Yep. That's so true.
Maybe I get a tiny home. Get one of those, you know, like a barn-style tiny home. What do you think of that?
You could be on a TV show then.
I don't need that.
Barn-dominium?
Barn-dominium. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Those things are awesome.
Is that a real thing, or did you just make that up?
Oh, yeah. No, that's a thing. Barn-dominium.
Well done.
Yeah. When he buys it, he could be like, I did a thing.
Okay. Now you're just trying to make him mad.
Yeah.
Steve, with a recall joke to yesterday.
It's so deep, I almost forgot.
Yeah, deep cut, baby. Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Old sippy cup of Steve with his deep cut.
All right, let's calm down.
I mean, those tiny homes look cool. Would you ever want one of those, Kev? Less to clean.
No, yeah, I think that would be fine. I think it would work for me.
Yeah.
I think that would be great, actually.
Here's one with a balcony. I'm looking at it right here. Guess how much it is. It has... what's the square footage?
It's already built, right? And it's ready to go.
Oh, absolutely. You're not building anything.
And it has a balcony?
Yeah, it's like got, you know, a little balcony where you can walk out like a sliding glass door. It has one of those circular staircases to the top on the outside of the tiny home. Looks like a two-story. What are we doing?
A two-story tiny home?
Yeah. That's a pretty nice one. So I'm going to say that is... 62,000.
9,393.
No, it's not.
Okay.
That's not okay. That's not safe. That's not anything. That's not right. That's not an actual house. That's a dollhouse.
I've seen
the price of these homes, and they're like $30,000 to $70,000.
Yeah, I've seen some in that price range. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That $9,000 one.
It's probably smaller than it looks, you know. It's probably what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Then they show the picture of a human standing next to it.
Yeah, like, they never do that for reference, yeah.
Right.
For like, a reason.
Oh, never mind. I guess I wouldn't fit in there.
Uh-huh.
It's on the box, not actual size.
Right.
So $200,000 net worth, liquid net worth. It's no wonder I'm not happy yet.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Well, you know, if you eat that.
The aluminum?
Yeah. Have you ever seen what happens, Steve, if you eat aluminum foil?
Kevin James.
Is this a trick question?
No.
What's the answer?
Sheet metal.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Final story, Kevin. I just moved your microphone to try to make it easier to see Steve. I think I made it worse. Is it worse or better?
I mean, I can see you okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It's the lights that's really throwing
me off. Is that what it is?
That's what throws me off every day.
I know. All right, Kevin, what do you got?
Do you want to have close friends? All you got to do is stay in school, fool. That's according to a new survey. Nearly a quarter of U.S. adults without a college degree said they have no close friends in their life at this moment.
25%, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
25%. People without college degrees also reported less participation in social activities, like even going to parks or restaurants, than their college-educated friends. Or adults, counterparts.
Yeah, right.
Counterparts, we'll call it.
Sure.
They're not their friends because they just told us they don't have friends.
That's correct. Yeah, what you said there.
This all comes amid a documented study on loneliness and social isolation.
Put out by colleges, I would imagine.
Jay, you know, that is a great point. Let me see if I can find if a college is involved in this.
Cite your sources.
That's right. It's very good, Steve. I like that.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Now, all of U.S. adults say they used to have close friends.
Yeah.
But it's just been, you know, as life's gone on, I've maybe lost touch with my friends. I do think if you went to college and you spent 4 years with somebody, chances are they're a lifelong friend, right?
I mean, if you, yeah, I mean, if you were like really, if you're close friends during school, sure, if not, obviously no. But I mean, if you're closest friends, and I guess there's only one of us that's been to a four-year school, Steve. Close friends, still friends?
Allegedly.
Yeah, that's a good
allegedly.
Point. Yeah.
What do you, okay, I always think of it this way, Steve, and this is where my brain is maybe a little broken because of weddings. But I always think, well, who would be in your wedding if you had, you know, got wet, mm-hmm. if you got married, who would be like the, you groomsmen? Know, your groomsmen or whatever?
Oh.
Hmm. And I will tell you, just, you know, from doing a lot of these, it does feel like the answer is, you know, these are my college buddies. These
are the people. Sure.
You just, that's where you make those lifelong friends.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I would have a lot more of like my friends that I grew up with.
Okay.
Maybe.
No, and that's fair too. That's obviously the other one that
is part of the college friends thing, Kevin, too, because, you know, you're close to them. I mean, obviously most people are probably getting married when they're in their late 20s and it's only been, you know, 4 or 5 years since they graduated. So yeah, more likely than the normal that are older people, probably not as many.
So who are your like longtime friends, like kids that you grew up with or?
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of what I would.
Okay.
I
wow.
I mean, I guess I would have to think about it, really.
Well, sure. You'd probably do like family, maybe a neighbor, maybe a mixture, maybe a neighbor, maybe your high school buddy, maybe a college buddy.
Yeah.
It usually seems like what it ends up being.
Probably would be something like that. What did you say the other day? A goulash of people.
A goulash of people.
Goulash of people, yeah.
Yeah.
Jay, your daughter just got married.
Yeah.
Her bridesmaids were what?
Two high school teammates, two college teammates, and two grad school friends.
Okay, so four of them from college.
Well, grad school, different school.
Yeah,
you know, so
different
school,
but still, we would count that as
part of the education. Goulash.
But they're part of the goulash. Yeah, two and two.
Yeah, so that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, that that one checks out.
And then on the other side, it was mostly military buddies. And I think that that's a hard bond to break. Too. Yeah.
That is a hard bond to break.
Yep.
It's just you've been through a lot of stuff. And I do think that if you are in college athletics, it's even more likely that
you go through a lot.
Have,
yeah. You go through a ton.
Yeah. You're just, it's a different bond.
Yeah. I forgot about my college teammates. I'll have to get them.
Yeah. What was the sport again?
Yeah.
Tiddlywinks.
Was that handball?
I was paint by number. What was it?
Huh?
Steve, what sport are you best at?
What sport am I best at?
Yeah. Don't repeat the question.
It's a stalling tactic.
It
that
is a stalling
really
tactic.
Has gotten good at.
Yeah. I'm still thinking. I don't know. Maybe baseball? Just because I played it a lot.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
So if we threw a mitt on you right now, we could play catch. You catch it fine. You throw it pretty good.
Well, here's the thing.
What are we doing?
I'm just trying to figure out how good he is.
Well,
at catching,
I haven't played in so long.
He's a grown man.
And that's why my first pitch at the Spokane Indians game earlier this year did not go over well, because I just really hadn't thrown a ball.
Sure.
In probably 10 years.
That is a motion that, unless you're doing it, is not okay.
Yeah, that's also a little bit different, only because, like you say, you don't do it very often.
Yeah.
You probably didn't. Did you practice? I mean, did you try to practice? At
We've
least
been
the motion?
Through this, and I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I was, my friends made fun of me for this, but I was practicing in my apartment with a sock.
And you are shocked that it didn't go over the plate.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's pretty much the same.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Tamarine, I guess, is the other
Tamarine?
Thing. Yeah.
Can you use that in a sentence?
Kevin James.
I really like to season my chili with the tart, tangy pulp of tamarine.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
The time has come to beat the show.
Let's do it.
Bow ties, Jay. Bow ties.
Hi, Stacey.
Hello.
What you doing?
Just waking up, drinking coffee.
Okay. What are you putting in your coffee? Nothing?
No, I have caramel creamer and sugar.
Yeah, let's go. Wow. Did you ever try honey?
No, honey's for tea.
Honey's for tea. Oh, all right. Sorry, I blew up.
That's fair.
And tricks are for kids, Jay.
Yeah, I've heard about that. And
did you hear that one?
Yeah, okay. I heard the children are our future. All the things. Okay. Stacey, there's one of us who has kind of had a, well, I mean, I'm going to say that a morning sort of like you've had for the first few minutes anyway, but it's been extended. I'm not going to tell you which one of us it is, but the category is bow ties today. Who would you like to challenge in 7 questions of trivia, me or Kevin?
You.
Very good choice. Okay, we'll see how we do with the category of bow ties. I'll see you in 60 seconds. Kevin, you got the scoreboard. Here we go. See you in a minute.
Okay, Stacey, this bow tie wearing character was known for his ha-ha laugh and insult comeback. I know you are, but what am I? Name him.
Pass.
Bill. Our lyrics to the theme for what educational TV show?
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Richard Sherman has a YouTube video on how to tie bow ties. Name a pro football team that he played for besides Seattle.
I can only think of Seattle. So.
Okay, pass on that one. Yes. Dr. Donald Ducky Mallard was famously the medical examiner on what CBS show?
McScrooge. I pass.
What bow tie wearing scientist and businessman is associated with the brand of popcorn that has his name?
Ovo Endmacher.
Ken Rosenthal is known for his bow tie. What sport is Ken mainly associated with?
Football.
All right.
And hey, she guessed a sport.
Okay.
Yeah, I did just guess a sport.
Waving back, Jay.
It's all right. You did a good job, you know, guessing on stuff instead of Hello. Just leaving it blank sometimes.
Okay. All right. No more clues, guys. No more clues. All right.
No
thank,
clues,
thank you guys.
Jay.
Thank you guys for the St. John boat race tickets too. That was fun.
Oh, was it a ball? Did you have a great time?
Yeah, I did.
I heard it was fantastic and a lot of excitement. So that's good. Had you been before?
Yeah. Yeah, I went last year.
Oh,
but
nice.
This year it was like rainy and windy the first day, but Saturday was good. And it was my birthday, too. So.
Whoa.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Happy birthday good. To you.
What? All right.
That was funny.
Well, he's a funny man. Boy, I've lived with it. All right.
30 years, almost 30 years.
30 years, this guy. All right, here we go. Let's see how we do.
All right, this bow tie wearing character was known for his ha-ha laugh and insult comeback. I know you are, but what am I? Name him.
I thought we already started.
Sorry. Too long of a question.
Hey, are you talking about Pee-wee?
Maybe. Bill. Mm-hmm. Our lyrics to the theme for what educational TV show?
I mean, a pass. Pass.
Richard Sherman has a YouTube video on how to tie bow ties. Name a pro football
Seahawks.
Team that he played for besides Seattle.
Oh, dang it. Boy, I don't know. Was it the Raiders?
Dr. Donald Ducky Mallard was famously the medical examiner on what CBS show?
NCIS.
What bow tie wearing scientist and businessman is associated with the brand of popcorn that has his name?
Orville Redenbacher.
Ken Rosenthal is known for his bow tie. What sport is Ken mainly associated with?
I'm going to say baseball. I can't remember.
What is traditionally the color of Donald Duck's bow tie?
Didn't get there.
Bad time.
Thanks, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin.
I'm here.
You're out of time, Jay. You're out of time.
God, you just been sitting on that one, weren't you?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see how we did.
He's laying down for that one.
I am aware.
Yeah. All right, this bow tie wearing character was known for his ha ha laugh and insult comeback. I know you are, but what am I? Name him.
But what am I?
Very good, Jay. Yeah. Pee Wee Herman. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. Bill. Our lyrics to the theme for what educational TV show?
I kept thinking the. Okay, so in my head, I was like, "That's not the theme for the Bill Cosby show." And then he said educational. I'm like, "No, that can't be right."
I was looking for Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yeah, yep.
She got it 1-1.
Oh, nice effort.
Yeah, yeah. Tie scoreboard.
Bow tie scoreboard.
Richard Sherman has a YouTube video on how to tie bow ties. Name a pro football team that he played for besides Seattle.
Boy, that caught me off guard there for a second.
Yeah. I was looking for San Francisco or Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah. San Francisco, not Oakland.
Yeah, so we're still bow tied,
I think.
Or
Vegas,
right?
Yeah. Bow tied, 1-1.
Dr. Ooh. Donald Ducky Mallard, famous for wearing a bow tie, was famously the medical examiner on what CBS show? Jay, you got that one right.
Yeah, NCIS. Well, I've watched a million episodes. I should get that right.
Oh, okay.
That is your jam.
Yeah, that was right up the alley, as they say. I don't know if that's what they say, but that's what it is.
Two to one. Score?
Oh, 2-1. Okay.
I think, is that right, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What bow tie wearing scientist and businessman is associated with the brand of popcorn that has his name? Both of you said Orville Redenbacher, I believe. And...
Oh, yeah. They're not messing around on that one.
Yeah, yeah. So both of you are right. Yeah.
Hey, look at us go. 3-2. Good work.
Ken Rosenthal, known for his bow tie. What sport is Ken mainly associated with?
We got a guess of football and a guess of baseball.
Baseball was correct.
So. I mean, that's the only sport you could wear a bow tie and still and be a reporter, because the rest of them, I think they would laugh you off the screen.
Is that right?
Yeah, I wasn't awake enough, so I just picked the sport.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's what Kevin was talking about when I came back.
Yeah.
I
see.
I tried.
Now it makes sense.
Hey, it's a good guess. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's a sport.
It's better than nothing.
Right. Absolutely.
What is traditionally... Oh, we didn't get to this question, but...
Neither of us?
No.
Oh, I wonder why. Maybe they were too long.
yes, they were long.
Got you, Steve.
All right. We all don't need to be in agreement about every single thing. I mean,
Did I get a point for that?
I mean, I feel like you should.
You should.
Yeah. I feel like we just give you the cup and call it good.
Oh, man.
Stacey, do you ever just... Let me just ask you a couple things. Do you think it's... food tastes better to be eaten out of a cup than like a bowl or on a plate?
I don't know. Probably a bowl or a plate. Yeah. What are you eating in a cup?
Thank you, Stacey. That's the question that needed to be asked.
Why are we not eating out of a cup? That's what I want to know.
Steve said the food...
Well, cups are for drinking. That's the whole point of a cup.
Yeah.
I mean, you're being very logical here and very smart and all those things. But I don't know. I just feel like things taste better in a cup.
I feel like she wins.
That's
all right. All right, Stacey.
Let's go with it.
Yeah,
let's
go. All right, hold on for a second. You can eat out of the Coyote Country travel mug if you want. You can drink out of it. Do whatever you want, but you got one coming your way, okay?
Hey, do we want to know the answer to the last question or not?
What was the question? Oh, the tie?
Yeah, what was the answer?
The color of, was it Donald Duck's tie?
Yeah. I would have accepted two answers.
I'm going to guess either black or red. I'm going to say black or red, but I can't remember.
Blue or red?
Okay, yeah, you both are kind of correct there. Red was the basic answer, but also black, because I guess sometimes he does wear black.
Okay. I was just
fancy stuff.
Yeah. His dress tie exactly. To go along without his pants. Hold on, Stacey, for 1 second. I mean, he's got a nice tie, but he won't wear any pants.
It's like you said, black tie.
His black tie event.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It was somebody who bought this brand new car. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I did a thing.
So and you just don't like that phrase anyway.
Yeah, the thing you did was just put yourself in massive debt for the next 7 years with a $700 a month payment.
You
probably.
Don't know that. They made me pay cash.
I did a thing.
Kevin James.
No, I know.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat of the day, Kevin, what do you say?
100%.
Oh, boy.
100% of my eyes had tears fall out of them. First, it happened watching television last night.
Okay.
I was watching Hard Knocks, and I will tell you in a minute that that's about the Chicago Bears. I will tell you more about that in a minute, but the first time that I just shed tears yesterday was when I heard the news that Gonzaga Bulldog,
oh man,
Steel Venters, this kid,
yeah,
you know, he plays at Eastern, right, and is the Big Sky Player of the Year, has an amazing year, and then does the thing that, like, listen, I love Eastern, but I'm transferring to Gonzaga because it's a chance for me to go to the tournament, do the thing, you know. We get it. We mm-hmm. get why you're there. Last year, he comes in early on in the season, hurts his knee, and is done for the year.
Does not tears play, his ACL, yeah.
Does not play 1 minute. This season, I think Steele rehabbed. He was doing good. It sounded mm-hmm. like he was ready to go for yeah. the season, expecting big things from him. Again, he's a great shooter. And then you get the news yesterday that he tears his Achilles and is done for the season.
Or another season,
once
yeah.
again. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe done for good. Who knows? I mean,
yeah, hard to know, man.
Because you go, well, how long do you stay in school? That's just it, right? It's like you're already probably...
Yeah, it obviously depends what he wants to do. But yeah, I mean, know, obviously the eligibility is still there. But man, whew, it's a long...
It just breaks your heart. I was
long road.
I could not stop myself from thinking that's a, you know, let's just say he's a 23-year-old kid.
Right.
And just how painful that is, just how much it stinks to not get that opportunity, right?
Also, a COVID season, Kevin, so, you know.
Yeah, no, I know.
I mean, there's a lot He's gone through a lot.
Rough.
Yeah,
it has been rough, and you just, I felt absolutely terrible for the kid yesterday, and I was yeah. like, doggone it. And then I'm watching Hard Knocks, okay? So I'm already emotional about the Steel Venters deal. And, you know, Hard Knocks, it's the last preseason game. So this is the one where they gotta figure out who all's making the roster, who's mm-hmm. not making the roster, the whole deal, right?
Yep.
And there's one of the kids that is a running back, Isaiah Wheeler, I believe is his name, and he's on the bubble. He's the guy that could make it, but maybe won't make it. Yeah, he gave up med school to continue football.
Wow.
So he's one of those kids. He's got his act together.
Got it all,
right?
Yeah.
And he's out there, and he's running, and he's doing real good. He looks good, and you go, oh, this kid's going to make the team. And then all of a sudden, the next play, he's running, and just goes down. They take him off the field.
Oh, boy.
Torn MRI.
Yep, torn
ACL, according to the MRI. He is done for the year.
Dang it, man.
And, Jay.
What's with all the bummer news you got for us?
To watch the emotion of, here it is. This is where I'll try to save it a little bit. So his mom's there at the game, right? And he goes in the tunnel. She has no idea what happens. She's just sitting there thinking, come on, please, please, please. And then he texts her and just says, yeah.
It's torn over, ACL. Yeah, right.
Torn ACL, not good. And she just, her head just goes down, starts bawling, right?
Oh, man.
So then she meets him in the hallway. He comes out of the locker room. He's in one of the little golf carts. And they pull up. And he goes over to his mom. Not a word is spoken. Not a word. And they hug for what must have been over a minute. It was one of those where it started to almost get awkward, right? Where you're like, okay, someone say something. They didn't have to say anything.
Right. No one could even bring words.
It was just that moment, right?
Man.
And then finally.
You're bawling at this point, right?
Oh, man, yeah, Jay, I'm super emotional. And then I'm just, and I'm thinking about Steel Venters, and I'm thinking about this kid, and then I'm just like, oh, my gosh. And then finally mom says, you know, I love you, and we'll get through it or whatever. And he's like, I love you too, Mom. And then they just started hugging again for the longest time. And it was just one of those moments where it was just like, you know, that's exactly what you needed. He just needed some mom time. The cool part was that the team, the Chicago Bears, said, you know, we're putting you on IR, so we will take care of all your treatment.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's...
So that was the good news. Essentially, he made the team in the fact that he does get to stay with them, and then they'll see what happens next year.
Yeah, that's...
So that part's nice, because wouldn't that stink?
Yeah, you're on your own.
You leave there, and you're like,
oh, yeah.
I'm on mom's insurance still.
Well, yeah, you forget about all that.
That's another thing that's wild, right? You think of the age of these kids. You're still on your parents' insurance a lot of times.
Yeah. As a pro athlete, that's crazy, but it could easily happen, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, once you're a pro athlete, you probably don't need it, but, you know, you think a kid like Steel Venters.
You could be, though, yeah.
You probably very well could be.
Right, yep.
Man. So weird. It just broke my heart to hear the story for him and then to see it, you know, firsthand on that show last night. Steve, I had a quick question for you. That we can discuss in the hot topics, but I will give you a little heads up to see if you know, so you can think about it.
Hmm.
They had a Chicago landmark, apparently, that was on the show last night, and it seemed really cool, and I was like, is that something producer Steve has ever been to, Mr. Chicago Boy?
Okay.
So I just want you to start thinking about landmark type things in Chicago, and then we'll discuss it in Hot Topics.
Don't screw this up, Steve.
What a tease.